anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I don't think it's my mommy's birthday, and I don't think it's my daddy's birthday, and I'm pretty sure it's not my birthday.
I know. Maybe somebody's getting married.
It's not a wedding. It's a nursery party.
A nursery party? But Tommy's mommy and daddy don't go to nursery school.
It's a party to celebrate that you've been friends for a long time, like since nursery school. Get it?
I think so. Except Chucky and me have been friends for a long time, and we didn't have a party.
Yeah, we've been friends... forever.
And this is Charles when he was 6 months old. Wasn't he sweet?
That's a very unusual clip.
It's actually a puff pastry. I baked it myself for the picture. Charles smelled like butter for a week. Oh, is that a bug cake?
Yeah, Shirley always went easy on the boy. Lucky he had me to make him a man. Taught him to swim on his first birthday. Tossed him in Lake Michigan with a life preserver and some dry toes.
We didn't have lakes in the old country, only puddles in the potato fields.
Oh, Marvin, I wish we could have had more children.
Yeah, would have been nice to have a bunch of polywogs underfoot.
It's great that your parents could make it to the party, Chaz. And those pictures are a scream.
Yeah. Well, see, I invited them down for the weekend so they could help me with this Finster family tree I've been working on.
Congratulations, bro. Great party.
Well, what do you mean our line of credit fell through? Didi, we need a big favor.
Sure, it's their anniversary.
Right, congratulations, many happy years. Look, the Yamaguchi deal's hit a snag and I need to spend the weekend in Tokyo. Drew's gonna have to come with me to work out the kinks in the IPO numbers. Do you think you could watch Angelica?
Well, I suppose so.
Great. Come on, Drew, we can still make the 3:15 flight. Yes, Hiroshi, I'm on my way.
Still...
Well, Deed, you made it 5 years. After this, it's all gravy.
Thanks for throwing such a nice anniversary party for us, Betty.
Oh, it's nothing, Deed. You two deserve it. And not a moment too soon. Howard's having the house sprayed for bugs tomorrow. We needed to clean out the cabinets.
Well, Deed, now's as good a time as any to give you my gift.
Oh, Stu. A cruise to Pantalones, Mexico this weekend. Oh, but I just told Charlotte we'd watch Angelica.
Petite, these tickets are non-refundable. Isn't there someone else who can watch Tommy and Angelica?
Well, Pop's off fishing with his friends from the lodge. Betty's having the house fumigated and...
Now we have to eat cake. When will this end?
I know. We've been on our feet for an hour already. And I don't think my parents are up to it.
I can't believe we can't find somebody to take care of two great little kids.
Bye, Tommy. Bye. You're the man of the house now, Tommy.
Bye, sweetheart. I love you, Tommy. Bye-bye. You babies are so lucky. You get to spend the entire weekend with me. That's right, an all-suspense-paid vacation in Angelica Land. Sometimes I wish I could be you, just so I could be friends with me.
Chaz, how's it going with your folks, eh? Figured since they're giving you a hand, you wouldn't mind if I left my two over here. Those fumigators don't know what they're doing. Bugs are laughing at them. I figured I'd show them how it's done.
Oh, I would, but I'm kind of busy working on my family tree.
Great. It's all settled.
See you two pups later, huh?
Thanks a lot, buddy boy. I'll be back soon.
Yeah, but...
This is Philip.
No, it isn't, Lillian.
Hey, what you guys talking about?
We're trying to figure out what a family tree is.
I say it's mommy and a daddy and a baby tree.
I think it's a tree where your whole family lives, if you're a monkey.
Oh, don't you babies know nothing? A family tree is a tree that babies grow on. Every family got one.
But the only tree we got at our house grows oranges.
They only start out as oranges, or apples, or tomatoes. Then they grows into babies.
Wow! I bet you I was an apple. I love apple juice.
I like apple juice, too.
And I bet you my family tree had big leaves, because I love to play in piles of big leaves.
I like to play in piles of big old leaves, too, Toby.
I think I just figured out why we're the bestest friends.
Because we like all the same things?
No, Chucky. It's because we both must have come from the same family tree. And that's good to mean we're brothers.
Hey, I got a brother.
I wish I had one.
Oh, yeah, I do.
No brother.
So then, of course, Uncle Edward's cousin Leonard, who, of course, was his second cousin once removed, but, I mean, only by marriage, had Matthias, who later begat your great-aunt Esther.
Chaz, where are the cookie sheets?
Oh, in the cupboard on the left, Mom. Could you check on the kids?
In a minute, honey. I just need to find the baking powder.
Come on, Brother Chucky! Oh!
Thank you, Brother Toby.
Well, since you two babies are brothers now, I guess you're gonna need me to be your big sister. Of course, then I'll have to show you how to get your daddy to buy you toys and how to pretend you're crying. And maybe if you're real nice to me, I'll teach you how to get cookies.
No, we don't need a sister, Angelica.
But thanks anyway.
I'm glad we did this. It's so romantic.
Yeah, it sure is, Deed. Just the two of us, enjoying the gentle rocking of the ship, the waves lapping up against the hull, the sweet smell of salt air.
So they don't think they need me as a sister, huh? I'll show them, Cynthia. They'll be sorry they ever came off any tree. Ow!
Uh-oh.
You let your dumb ball go get it!
I'll get it, Brother Toby.
Oh, it would be my pleasure to get it, Brother Chucky.
Yeah, taking care of these little ones is no problem at all. They're as happy as clams. Except for that little one who's all by himself.
Huh? Oh, it's Toby. Huh, I wonder if something's wrong. Maybe he misses Stu and Dee Dee. Oh, my gosh. He must be suffering from separation anxiety.
Separation what?
Separation anxiety. It says right here in the Lipschitz Guide to Weekend Babysitting that a child will often feel severe loneliness when separated from his parents for an extended period.
Horse hockey. When you were a kid, we left you alone all the time. And you never had a problem with anxiety, did you?
No, Daddy. But it says here in the book that it's extremely important that you give the child extra attention. Failure to do so may result in irreversible emotional damage. Oh, no! Oh, I better hurry!
Looky, it's my daddy! He's coming over to play with me.
Hey, little fella. Why are you playing all alone? Come on, we'll find something fun to do.
Must have not saw him.
Oh, poor Chucky.
I know this would happen.
What, Angelica?
Well, now that Tommy's your brother, your daddy's got to choose which one of you he's gonna keep. Face it, Chucky, it's between you and Tommy. And no offense to you, but Tommy's a much better baby.
No, Sir Angelica, no, you gotta be wrong. My daddy would never pick any other baby. He loves me. He told me that when he gave me Cubby.
Here, Tommy, you can play with Cubby.
Oh, look at that. Your daddy gave Tommy your favorite toy.
Well, at least I still got to buy Lucky Singy.
That's it, Tommy. Express your loneliness. Let it all out.
Oh, no. Now my Pop-Pop's playing with Tommy, too.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to find you a new daddy and a new grandpa.
Maybe he can live with us.
Yeah, you can share our daddy, and Phil can go live in the forest.
Aw, thanks, guys. But it's just not the same.
Well, Chucky, there is one way to get your daddy back, but it's... Nah, forget it.
What? What? Tell me! I can do it!
Well, all you gotta do is do some bad things and make your dad think it was Tommy. Then he'll figure Tommy's a worser baby than you.
I don't know about that. That sounds mean.
Do you want your daddy back or not?
Okay, I do. I want him back. I'll do it.
I don't know, Charles. He seems quite happy to me. Here you go, sweetie.
See, Lipschitz says we shouldn't be misled by the appearance of happiness. Now, according to this, we should reinforce his comfort with a family activity. Family activity? Huh. Like what?
I know. Let's bake something.
That's a great idea, Bob.
Who could have seen that coming?
Oh, still. I'm sorry. I'm ruining our vacation.
Don't be silly, Dee. I mean, who needs to be up on the deck with the games and the dancing and the parties and the excitement? It's all very overrated. I like being here in the room. It's nice. It's fun.
Oh, Stu, you're such a good...
Oh, Dee, I just found some instructions for curing seasickness.
Read them quick, Stu. I need the cure right now.
Oh, hey, Dee, did you know our mattress functions as a flotation device?
Stu!
Charles, I think you're all out of vanilla extract.
Oh, dear.
No matter. I always carry a spare in my purse.
Now my Grammy's baking a pie with him. She used to make her pies with me.
Hey, son, how do you work this thing? And where are the rabbit ears?
Well, it's cable, Dad. Here, I'll show you.
Tommy, how's it going? Having fun with Mr. Chucky's dad?
Yeah, I guess so. But every time I try to go play with you guys, he keeps making me play with him.
Well, now that you and Chucky are brothers, Mr. Finster just wants you to feel like, you know, you're part of the family. He wants you to be a Finster. Think like a Finster and smell like a Finster.
That's nice of him.
And if you don't mind me saying so, Tommy, I don't think you're being very grateful.
You don't?
If I were you, I would be a lot nicer to Chucky's dad. I know that would make Chucky feel more like you're his brother.
Well, I guess I could give him a hug or something. I don't want Chucky to feel bad.
Well, gotta go.
I'll just get some fresh batteries. Oh, dear.
Whoa, looks like the little tyke made a mess.
Baby, he doesn't like cherries.
No, it's a cry for help. Poor little fella. I'm clearly not giving him enough attention. Come here.
Well, Chucky, it looks like we're gonna have to get tough. Come on.
Okay, Tommy. Yeah, see here? This is what our family tree looks like. There's Chucky right at the top, and then here... Huh? Oh, dear. Now, you stay here, and I'll be right back.
Hi, Chucky.
Oh, hi, Tommy. How's my dad?
He's great. He's the bestest daddy in the whole wide world. We're having a really, really fun time. What's this for?
That? My daddy, he wants you to help him water the plants.
Okay, Chucky, if you say so, I'll just stand right here and wait for him.
Yeah, I say so. Right there.
Okay, now balance the water and suck on the lemon. Or was it suck on the water and balance the lemon? Maybe we should call a nurse.
Okay, you just wait here, Tommy, while I clean up the other room. Here, play with Cubby.
Tommy's the bestest baby there ever was. He deserves to have my dad. I guess when I was born, I just wasn't ripe yet or something. Maybe I never should have been born at all. I'm just gonna go back to where I came from.
Wow, poor Chucky.
Yeah, I never saw him this sad before.
Gee, Tommy, I guess this whole brother thing isn't working out so well, huh?
Oh, it's okay, Angelica. Chucky's just never been nobody's brother before. He doesn't know how to do it.
But he did all that bad stuff that you got blamed for.
I guess so, but he didn't mean it.
Didn't mean it? Don't you get it? Chucky did all that stuff on purpose.
Nah, you're wrong, Angelica. Chucky would never do that.
You must be the dumbest baby in the whole world. Chucky did all those bad things in order to get you in trouble, so his daddy would want him back. Yeah, that's right, to get you in trouble. It's the truth, and I know it because I told him to do it because you wouldn't let me be your sister! Tommy! Chucky's going away!
You gotta stop him! He was right here when he said he shouldn't have been born, and he wanted to go back to where he came from.
But where did Chucky come from? I know! The family tree!
Do you think this is it?
Chucky only got us one tree.
Look! It's Chucky's lucky thing!
I don't see him up there. He must be all the way up at the top. I gotta go get him. I can't reach. If I was just a little bigger. Angelica, you got to go up there and get Chucky down.
Forget it, Baldy. Maybe when he's ripe, he'll fall out.
Angelica, this is all your fault. You made up all that stuff about Chucky and me because you was jealous about being brothers. You want to be a big sister? Then go up that tree and bring Chucky back.
Oh, that is one mad baby.
All right, you little squirts, look out.
Ouch!
Ouch!
Keep going, Angelica. You can do it.
I don't think so, Tommy, but then I didn't even know babies grew on trees.
Chucky, you're okay! You're not up in the tree.
Nah, the tree was too high. So I just crawled under the family bush.
How come you did that?
My daddy likes you better now, so I figured I'd go back to where I came from.
Your daddy doesn't like me better, Chucky. Angelica made all that stuff up just to make you mad at me.
Why would she do that?
'Cause she's Angelica.
Oh, you're right. If Angelica said it, then it can't be true. My daddy does love me.
Of course he does, Chucky.
Hey, I don't see that Finster kid up here. Mommy!
Uh-oh, I think we better go get Angelica out of your family tree.
Mommy! Hey, what's going on out here?
Looky there, Shirley. We got a kid up in our tree. Isn't it great to be taking care of kids again?
Oh, Marvin, it is.
I better go get a ladder. I'll be right back, little fella. Well, gee, you look happy now. Golly, maybe you just needed to be with your friend.
Tommy, do you still think we're brothers?
I don't know, Chucky, but I know we're bestest friends and nothing's ever gonna change that.
So, are you feeling better, honey?
I'm feeling wonderful. Still, we're going to have a baby.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to get used to that again.
A Nick Kids Network little-known fact. Before they came up with SquarePants, there were other considerations. SpongeBob Lucky Pants, SpongeBob Puffy Pants, SpongeBob Frenchy Pants. They considered SpongeBob Doggy Pants, SpongeBob No Pants, even SpongeBob Rough Pants.
What color is my underwear?
Thousands of names later, they came up with SpongeBob SquarePants. And the rest was history. This little-known fact is brought to you by Nicktoons Network, where you can watch SpongeBob weekdays at 10. Not just cartoons, Nicktoons.